Today I want to talk about a very serious topic, and it relates to overall well-being. And this is why I believe that it is part of my category that I always talk about and help out as much as I can. And being aware of this sort of lifestyle, I want to give out as much help as I can for all those who have suffered the same thing that the other people that I know have used to, that have, and that are experiencing them. And so stay tuned. Show Scruffy the Deep Thinking Cat. I'm your hostess, Natty Ander, where happiness is found within the show. And so before I start, if you by any chance benefit from our show, you can support us by showing amazing support by making a donation at one of the links below, because with your support, Scruffy and I can make more helpful videos, more helpful episodes such as this coming up. And so let us know what you think. And thank you for listening and for your amazing support. Now let's carry on. So today I want to talk about a certain lifestyle that I personally know some people that live this lifestyle. And honestly, it does devastate me a lot. And what it is hoarding. It is a behavior that affects people emotionally, physically, social, financial, and everything else in a person's family, even friends overall, because sometimes they won't even have friends come over because they're too embarrassed to have anyone over to come and see them. And sometimes family members leave because they can't stand living in a condition such as that. And so I want to talk about some of the symptoms that, according to ADAA.org, I may have spoken about this website before, but it is a very helpful site and it has educated me so many things on mental disorders and ways to cope and find help. And of course, they are giving an option to find a therapist. So if you ever need anything, need a therapist, and there is, of course, BetterHelp. And also, you can reach out to ADAA.org. They'll show you ways to get to a therapist, to countless amazing therapists. So, just want to set that on the table. So, in case if you know someone or if you are yourself that may be in need of help, there we go. And so, the common symptoms and behaviors of a hoarder, someone who has hoarded many of the following: inability to throw away possessions, severe anxiety when attempting to discard items, great difficulties categorizing or organizing possessions, indecisions about what to keep or what to put things away, or where to put things as well, distress such as feeling overwhelmed or embarrassed by possessions, suspicions of others touching their items, and I would like to add, throwing away their items. I've had many fights with this person that I'm referring to several times, and this is also what I'd like to add in there. Obsessive thoughts and actions, fear of running out of items or needing it in the future, checking the trash for accidental disregard objects, and functional impairments, including loss of living space, social isolation, family or material discord, financial difficulties, and health hazards. Now, the reason for why this occurs, it could vary from many, many reasons, from OCD to depression to having a hard time of letting go of the past. It could also be ADHD as well. So that may be another cause. This person that I also am talking about also has a drinking problem, and he refuses to acknowledge that. And honestly, that is really hard for me to see. And it really does pain me a lot, and I really don't want anyone else to be going through that same lifestyle. I mean, when I was over there, I did a pretty good job with cleaning, but the thing is, as to one of the reasons is, there was always fights, and I understand. Sometimes when the person collects items, it could be because their fear of forgetting that memory or thinking that this item is somehow very precious to them or it means something. And so there are 5 different levels of hoarding. There is very minimal amounts of hoarding, but still, it does matter because it can easily escalate into something a little more severe. And of course, level 5 being the worst. Those are the ones you usually see on that show, Hoarders. Buried Alive, I think. I know, it's been years since I've seen it. This person is in a lot of pain. And unfortunately, with the person that I know, that is a family member, actually, they refused to get any help. And if they did, it was very, very brief, but I don't think that he was being very completely open to the therapist. And that's what you really need to do, is be completely open to the therapist. If you really want help, you have to open up. They are professionally trained to help you. So it takes a lot of courage to open up, and I'm sure it really does, because I've been told by someone that it is scary. It is absolutely terrifying to open up. Opening up and actually embracing your feelings. And this is another problem that I notice this person has troubles doing, is embracing their feelings. He really likes to suppress his feelings. Might have been because his dad might have been a World War II veteran of some sort. I don't know. Maybe back then you had to be tough. You had to be a macho, manly man. Blah, 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 blah. Old news, old news, old news. Outdated, outdated. But still, he does have that mentality, thinking that that's how it has to be. He cannot be looked at as weak or anything like that, which I'm sure that's exactly what they thought that therapy was back then. But it's definitely not. Another thing is that I want to point out, and I've struggled with this for quite a bit, as a family member, when you try to clean up their home or something, it's only going to come back. In other words, if you try cleaning their house, they're going to fill it up with stuff, regardless of whatever it is. Whether it's trash, food, knickknacks, or you name it, books. Just because you might have cleaned their space, that doesn't mean it's going to stop. The only one way you can get that person to stop hoarding is when they get help. And honestly, this has been frustrating me for so long. This is why I'm talking about it now. You know, it may or may not be directly linked to spirituality, but at this point, I don't care. This is something I really need to say. This is something what I find very important. I really believe that others out there need to hear this. And so this is why I'm speaking out on this channel, my spiritual channel, and make sure that someone out there gets the help that they need. I just want to let everyone know about that. Another common one of possibly the reason for hoarding might be trauma, as to whatever shape or form that may be. It could be that they also grew up in a hoarding home. Maybe fear of losing something. Fear of forgetting, like I was saying earlier. Even perfectionism, believe it or not. Because they feel like they have to find a perfect spot for something. And also I heard this one a lot. They don't want to be wasteful. They want to find a use in everything. In a good majority of things. And that has always been a constant fight. And another one is, what if they found a use for it later in the future? This one is a big, big warning sign. When they think that they will find a use for it in the future, when they haven't been using it for years or something, I highly doubt that there is going to be any use for the item. If it hasn't been used in years, been sitting there collecting dust, taking up space. So that is another heads up that I really want to make people be aware of, especially as a family member. One thing I want to say is, hoarders are not lazy. Actually, they are known to be very, very smart. So I just want to let you know about that. Because usually, especially they'll use like manipulative tactics to make it look like as if it's not really a big deal. But honestly, it really is. If it is actually, like say if you live with a hoarder, it could actually really affect your mindset. It could actually make you get overwhelmed, kind of go crazy. It did with me. That's a pretty good indicator. And that is actually part of spiritual energy. This is why it's very important to keep a clean house when you're on a spiritual journey. Because not only does it feel good, it's nice to see a nice house, but it also helps energy flow. It helps you focus better because you need to focus on yourself, not your problem situation in your own house. I mean, if you can make as little problems in your house as possible, then you're on the right track to focusing within yourself, to find yourself. That is the main goal. And so, keeping a clean house, a clean room, clean everything, that's just really, it's beneficial in many ways. Keep my word for that. That's all for what I have to say. And if you wish to reach out to a professional, you can go to adaa.org. And you can also call, what is it, StirACleanInc.hoarders.com. They are trained to actually clean out a hoarder's house and give them as much care and help as they need. And their phone number is 1-800-HOARDERS or 1-800-462-7337. The best advice is to start by calling out 24-hour helpline. So you can call them whenever you need any help, and they are there to help you out. I hope to God that my message here today can reach out to as many people as possible, to anyone who either is a hoarder or knows someone who has this problem. And so they can get the proper help that they need. And so, without further ado, I thank you for you listening to my episode for today. This was very important for me to tell. I hope you appreciate it, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.